All right, welcome to another mini-sode of Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? This is an episode where climbers send in their song titles. You can send in as many as you want. And this guy that we're covering today sent me, I think, his whole hookbook. God bless him. We love him. But that's fun because there's a lot to choose from. I'm not knocking it. Send in your song titles, as many as you like, to info@daredevilproduction.com. And put Song Title Challenge or STC in the subject line, please. That way it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And what we do is I spring these titles live to Brent on the podcast, and we mimic what you should be doing to prep for a songwriting session, or what sometimes happens at the beginning of a songwriting session where you're going to cook up 6 or 7 different concepts to write the lyrics before you just start writing the lyrics and choosing the most obvious angle on it. Sometimes when you spend a little bit of time, just 15 to 20 minutes doing this song title challenge, it's going to get you to a much more clever way to write those lyrics. And so from a conceptual point of view, you're going to be in a much better place. And now you just have to write the lyrics to get you there.
Right.
And this, not for nothing, this is a fun creative exercise. It's all you, 100%. You can use whatever we say or none of what we say. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. We have no ownership of it. Just invite us to the number one party, you know. And this is a great exercise to help revive old wilted lettuce song titles in your hookbook that you haven't looked at in a while. Because when you wrote them down there, you had some kind of spark, some kind of inspiration. The muse was there and you're like, I need to write this down. And then when you kind of forget about it, you get detached from it. And then that energy kind of comes off of that title. And when you do this, even for something that might be 4 or 5 years old, you're going to be amazed at how much it breathes life back into that title. And lo and behold, we got ourselves a track or a song or a killer cut with a great angle, right? You got anything you want to add to that, brother?
We've had success with this with some of my coaching clients that have brought me in to do that. But also just yesterday, it's been a minute since I've done my personal song title challenge. I've just had a lot of other stuff going on and I've had some co-writes and stuff, but it just haven't been doing that like I should. It's like, I got to get to that. So since we ended up not recording yesterday, my day opened up a little bit and I was like, all right, dadgum it, I'm doing it. And was going back a couple thousand in my hookbook a couple thousand titles ago. And you know, at the beginning, you're like, nah, there's a reason I haven't written any of these, but there's this one title. It's like, all right, let me pick that one out of the 20 that I give myself to choose from. And sure enough, by 10, 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to bring this into this person or this person or this person, whoever gets there first. I'm like, yes. So again, it's like, okay, showing up, man. The muse waits until you show up. The muse isn't usually waiting on you. The muse usually, you get there first, I'll be there fashionably late, but I'll be there and it's going to be so worth it. It's like that girl, high school, whatever, you go over to her house and you're hanging out with her mom and her dad downstairs, you know, while she's finishing up getting ready and you're like, this is awkward. I don't know. And then she walks down the stairs. You're like, oh, this is so good. This is a good night, right? That's how it feels. It's like I'm at the bottom of the stairs waiting on, and I'm just hanging out with the in-laws until she comes downstairs and you're like, here we go. Or not the in-laws, the mom and the dad, until she walks down the stairs and it's all worth it. So anyway, let's do this.
So I got a quick question here before we put the spaghetti in the machine here. With that song, what did you do? Did you just take some notes on the lily pad you landed on conceptually?
Yeah. So what I do, they say thoughts untangle themselves when they pass over the lips and the fingertips or pass across the lips and the pencil tips. I work on the laptop. So I'm typing it out and different angles, what I'm thinking. Oh, this kind of vibe maybe for this kind of artist. And I just started bouncing around different concepts for it, just on the page, just so I have it. And I have to kind of clarify my thinking a little bit. And then when I started hitting the concept that I end up going with and one I'm excited about, it did a draft chorus lyric going, okay, this could be a chorus lyric. So I have that to bring into the room. So basically when I bring that into one of these upcoming co-writes, I think that song and that vibe is a good fit for, then I'll be like, all right, here's my concept. It's this and boom, here's this lyric that could be our chorus. Flexible, but here's a thought. Enough to cast the vision where they go, oh, okay, I get it. And hopefully they'll be as excited about it as I am.
And they get conceptually what the vibe is and where it should go and they can lock on to that. That's really cool.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So let's get to this one. So today's song title is from, and I'm going to try my darndest to pronounce this right. It seems like it should be pronounced like it's spelled, but it's Joe Bigalke, I think, or Bigalke. It's it's B-I-G-A-L-K-E, Bigalke. Does that sound right?
I don't know.
So, Joe, if I mispronounced that, please forgive me. So I have a lot of titles from Joe. But this one kind of stuck out. So my hot take before I tell you what this is called is I just like the way this sounds. Mm-hmm. I like the way it rolls off the tongue. I've never heard it before.
Okay.
It seems a little specific, but every time I say that, this is maybe one of the only times in my life where I repeatedly enjoy sticking my foot in my mouth. I love to be proven wrong, right? But it seems a little specific. But the title of the song is Small Town Clowns.
Okay, small town clowns. Let me write this down. All right. So thank you, Joey B, for sending this in. All right,
Joey B.
Small town clowns. Yeah, I mean, I like three one syllable words and two of them rhyme. Hey, what's not to like about that? Small town clowns. Now, what to do with it? Whoo. Okay. So you know, I'm a country hammer. Most things look like country nails to me, especially when the title has small town in the title. Okay, well, this feels like this is probably going to be a country song. But it may not be. It may just be a pop song about how you hate small town clowns. I don't know. Small town clown. Trying to let the title write the song here. So small town, of course, that's kind of self-explanatory, right? It's the map dot. It's your hometown. It's Batesville, Arkansas. It's Delvin, Wisconsin. It's whatever your small town is.
Which is where Barnum and Bailey Circus was born.
Well,
by the way,
dadgum.
Speaking of clowns. You're welcome, America.
Yeah,
you're
seriously, welcome. Thank you. Okay, so there's a couple ways that clowns can be. One is the literal red nose killer being from another dimension, it, or Ronald McDonald, right? Huh, that's interesting, McDonald's. Anyway, okay. Stick a pin in that. We may come back to that. So,
yeah. I got a couple ideas already, too. Actually, my brain's exploding.
So you think of the actual literal clowns. It's Ronald McDonald. It's Bozo the Clown. It's that kind of stuff. But also clown just being somebody who's an idiot, a goofball, a ne'er-do-well, somebody who's whatever. Not the hero, but they're a clown.
Oh, my God. I got so many ideas already. This is great.
All right. I'm glad you do, because I'm not yet, other than
like, okay, so hold on. Let me kick off a couple things.
Yes.
So first of all, small town clowns. Like, there's a couple friends that I have, and they're a total mess.
Yeah.
But they're my mess.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're a hot mess. But you love them. I think everybody's got a friend like that. Those are your small town clowns, you know? And it could be like this. Go ahead.
Especially if you say you liken your small town to a circus.
Yeah.
A circus ain't complete without some small town clowns.
Some small town clowns.
And
this is my circus. These are my monkeys.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. How do you, because I'm trying to figure out how to make a hit out of this, right? Or something that's commercially competitive for somebody that's not the artist, you know, we could pitch it to and try to get a cut. It's like, man, clowns, it's pretty negative. It could be pejorative or a slam against somebody. Is there a way to make it positive? Which I would think if you take that on yourself, like, I don't know how you say the small town's a circus without saying small town, but this map dot's a circus and we're the small town clowns. Like, we keep things interesting around here. You know, if you kind of own it, like,
I like that.
We keep it interesting. You know, we keep people smiling, because otherwise this is a pretty dead town. You know,
dude, you could go down the road of like, okay, so that's Marjorie. She's the first lady at our church, right? Mm-hmm. She's the church lady or whatever. And she basically judges everybody, but we can make her laugh. She loves us because, like you said, we keep it interesting. We can get away with it, you know, like that kind of being sort of the life of the town kind of a thing or whatever. I like that.
I almost feel like we're the ones painting names on the water tower. We're the ones.
It's kind of like a leaving tattoos on this town kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, we're the ones doing this. We're the ones that this town wouldn't have a single coat of paint on it if it weren't for us. We're the ones that keep this place jumping and something interesting, give y'all something to talk about. Because what's a circus without some small town clowns?
There you go.
We're the ones giving you something to talk about.
And you could go down some specificity of what makes it a circus, but it's like it can be all – endearing, like the stuff that happens in every town. Like this guy, he's this, but he's that too. Yeah. He had this happen. That it could be like we're all human, you know?
Yeah.
He's the principal of the school that's on a second DUI. And, yeah. But he's working real hard to get himself dry. He's mm-hmm. we got this, man. This is a circus and we're the small town yeah. clowns. We keep it.
Every Matt Dot you know? Circus needs some small town clowns.
Every map dot circus needs some small town clowns.
Right?
That's so good.
And so it's
dude.
A small town song.
That's so rhythmic. Every yeah. map dot circus needs some small town clowns.
Yeah. And
so you're the wild ones. It could be all about we're the wild ones. We got the bonfires on Saturday night out by Blue Hole Road. Mm-hmm. We're the
giving you something to talk about because every map dot circus needs some small town clowns.
Yeah, and you can speak specifically about some. Now, that's Billy. They say he's a hot mess, but he's our hot mess.
Yeah.
And he's different than the rest. But we get him. They don't, you know,
yeah.
that kind of a thing. And so we love him because they won't. And it could be just something that rattles off like that that's just really cool.
Yeah, so it's not a negative thing. I mean, you're saying, yep, we're the clowns. We're the entertainment around here. Yep. We're the ones painting the town. We're the ones giving you something to talk about. We're the ones. And you get specific. Like, yeah, we're the ones with the bonfire that got way too big and melted a cow. I don't know.
Yeah.
In the morning, that farmer's going to be getting steamed milk. He's going to get a latte right into that bucket when he milks that sucker because we got that bonfire a little too hot out here in the pasture.
I'm not going to tell you why Sheriff Bourbon knows our first names, but
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that could be really fun.
It's like a 3-acre circus.
You just have to have a conversation with the writers on that one and just be like, okay, we need some like the craziest small town stuff that you did like when you were in high school.
Yeah, it's the dude cannonballing off the White River Bridge for a case of beer. Thank you, Casey. Oh my gosh, I can't remember his last name, but Casey. Yeah, that cannonball off the White River Bridge supposedly for a case of beer. So it's like Casey yeah. Pittman. Yeah. We love you, dude. Thanks for the stories.
Casey Pittman, there you go.
You know, it's those stories,
yeah.
right? You know?
Yeah.
It's all that stuff. You get specific. We're the ones doing this. We're the ones doing that. So you get so much color in the verses. And then your chorus can be more like the anthem thing. We're the ones giving the biddies something to talk about. We're the one giving the church something to pray about, whatever. Because, you know, what's a map dot circus without some small town? Because what's a small town circus without some small town clowns or something? Like?
Oh, and what if you juxtapose that against the perception of a small town, right? Like, what do people do around here? Sit around and watch the paint dry?
Yeah.
They watch the grass grow? Nah, this is a faded map dot circus, and we're the small town clowns.
Yeah.
There's more that goes on when you stick around.
Yeah, so that's like fun anthem. We're the ones that make the world go round. We're the ones that give you something to talk about, you know, give the preacher something to preach about. What's a map dot circus without some small town clowns, man?
And it could be something where you could go a little political with it. And mm-hmm. I mean, my dad always referred to politicians as clowns.
Yeah.
So, and you could be like, DC's like maybe the biggest faded map dot town, right? It's not even like a state. It's a district, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you could talk about politicians like on the highest level or like the local small town. Yeah. The small town clowns.
But like even
the,
like, you know,
like the school board members and the.
Yeah. The people that get a little bit of power and it completely goes through their head. Like you're a volunteer fireman. You don't really need to have a siren, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
It could be that kind of thing.
Dude, every single solitary HOA board, every HOA president, you know, like it got that nosy pepper whose jalapeno business,
yeah.
you know, and just like, did you not read under section 4-3 of our HOA rules? You have too many cardboard boxes in the garbage dumpster and that's not okay.
Right.
And you're like, don't you have a job?
Exactly. This is my job. It ain't my job, but it is my business.
Well, yeah.
You know, talk about Washington, the House of Representatives represents smaller districts. And so a lot of those are small towns. So that's a way, that's just a circus where we send our small town clowns. You know, if you don't like you don't like your politicians, like, oh, no, we just send our
We send
circus.
Our small town clowns to D.C.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just send them all our small town clowns.
That's interesting. You can make that like real fun and just be a political rip that's non-divisive.
Yeah.
Like it's not left or right, but it's just anti-politics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all politicians suck.
So that'd be kind of funny. But okay, so one's the anthem fun thing, which, Yeah, still, it's going to have to be quirky and not like, I'm trying to think about how you would frame small town clowns. Like, I don't hear Jason Aldean call himself a clown, right? Like, I hear...
Man, but I hear every... Hold on a second. I hear every... I'm going to defend this. I hear every sense of humor actor or comedian turned actor was the class clown. They liked being the class clown. It's the entertainer. It's the jester. Yeah. It's not a pejorative. It's a, I'm the one that's here to make you laugh. I was that guy.
Yeah.
Like, we had the most, like, hard-ass journalism teacher who was just, like, really kind of stern and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But he, if he thought you were smart and he would judge your intelligence by your sense of humor. You can get away with murder in that class.
Yeah.
I could cut him off and add a comment in, and if he thought it was funny, I'm good. Somebody else would try to do that because they'd see me do it and get mowed down, like, with, you know, five, like with cannon fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, back down in the basement. Like, you have to compete or you don't get to get
right
to interrupt me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're gonna interrupt me, it better be good. Right. Okay. So I'm not saying that it's, I'm just talking about like an Aldean specific brand, which is a little more tough guy, that sort of thing. But like, you look at maybe a more of a, like a Rodney Atkins or a Brad Paisley or somebody that has more quirk and sense of humor in their stuff, or even like a Joe Nichols, you know, he cut crickets. So, or Randy Trapp, you know, there's some people that could have more of that sense of humor. Cause I think if you're talking about calling yourself clowns, even though it's not in a self-deprecating way, it's like, we're the court jester, we're the class clown. Then I'm thinking it's like, okay, it's like, these are my people for Rodney Atkins, or, you know, a bunch of Brad Paisley type songs have some humor in it, even though it's not a laugh out loud song, I don't think, but it has a quirk and a smile and a charm to it. So I just think you want to,
I think
like,
it could be
what
cool
kind of
though.
Artist could do and
no,
with
I think,
small
hold on.
Clowns.
I think it could be cool if you write the lyrics, right? Like I think about the movie Sweet Home Alabama with what's
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, you know, and she blew up the bank.
Yeah.
Right. And how'd she blow up the bank? Cause she was trying, it's like attached to this. She was trying to save this cat, but the put a stick of dynamite on the back of this cat that was dying and it had like all this health problems. And so she was just trying to put the cat, like euthanize the cat and be like for a really good reason. You know what I mean? Cause the cat was, it had mange, it had all this stuff. And then the wick was too long. And so when the wick burned down, it caught the tail on fire. And so the cat took off and ran underneath the bank and blew up the bank. I mean, just those kinds of stories, like if they're tough and they're cool and it's like you said, like jumped off the cannonball off the bridge for a 12 pack of beer. And I think if the context is cool, you make small town clowns cool.
You might be able to, I'm just, and this is where like personal taste, right, comes in. Like for me, I would get into, like, I'm not feeling like Aldean saying that. But I could be wrong, and somebody else could write and be like, oh, well, if you do it like that, then obviously. Like, my taste would be go more Paisley, Joe Nichols, you know, somebody with some, where you can tell some stories that definitely have some smile.
Cheek.
A little more tongue-in-cheek, because you are, this like, we're the entertainment around here. And here's some ways. It's jumping off the bridge. It's be a blowing at the bank. Blah blah blah, that sort of stuff. So that's something to think about too. Like, how would blank write
what if
this?
Singing,
like, how would Brad Paisley say this? He could definitely go down that funny kind of entertainment route because he is kind of the class clown of country music. Okay, then how would Aldean do this? Okay, we got to think about that. He's going to approach it a different way. He may not tell those funny stories.
What if we as the royal we, like, you're speaking as a person who grew up in a small town and you're describing people from your small town and saying, you know, every faded or every map dot circus needs a small town clown. And we're like preacher so-and-so, like there's some preachers that are just downright hysterical performers there, and they use humor right to get through to you, and they do something funny, a police officer that does this, or who are the characters in a small town and what do they look like, and we call them the small town clowns, and thank God for them, right? Like it's just a different twist on what we were saying before. But I think if it's like wrap your arms around the idea of a small town and hold it up and embrace it, that it could be cool without having to be tongue-in-cheek, maybe. But maybe I'm thinking too much.
And that's part of the thing of like going, digging into it, going, what's the flavor? Like really dialing in on that flavor and that type of artist. We're the ones fishing with dynamite or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Like keeping our mamas up all night, yeah, or whatever. It's like, and it's funny.
Back to Sweet Home Alabama, where, have you seen that movie?
It's
where
been
they're
a long
blowing
time
up the anvils?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blowing up anvils.
You know what I mean?
It's that quirkiness.
We're the ones dressing up as the Civil War reenactment stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're the ones with five cars. We got five cars in our front lawn, and none of them got wheels. They're all on blocks.
Yeah.
Why? So, we're the small town clowns.
It's a little bit of that Jeff Foxworthy, you may be a redneck if kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's,
it could go there.
For an outing thing, I think it's going to be like the harder edge. We're the one building bonfires real big, and the ones, you know, flying down the road, and you hear the glass packs, and you got all that. Like, it's the entertainment. Like, we're the local entertainment. And I think for like a Paisley thing would be more like we're the ones fishing with dynamite, and we're, you know, so your examples will even change to fit kind of the artist and what their voice is, what kind of stuff they would say. I think so. That's something to be aware of. But what are some, like, what's another
that's interesting
angle on this?
Okay. So I got another one. So what about real small town problems?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, like, what are the things that really happen in small towns that we got a drought and mm-hmm. now could be like really dark like that, but then we got small town clowns and we came in and we turned this around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How can small town clowns turn something around?
Yeah.
Is there an angle there where you can juxtapose against, like, we bring the levity to the worst situations, because in the end, we know God has a plan. We're going to get through this, and we're all in it with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be like a community kind of, I got your back.
Yeah.
And I know you got mine.
Maybe so. I haven't quite connected that dot yet to, like, clowns, because clowns you generally don't take seriously, which is, you know, you'd have to kind of overcome that. One thing I was thinking about, too, is like Casey Musgraves' Merry-go-round, which is mm-hmm. definitely more of a negative light on like small towns and stuff. It's like, maybe it's about a girl who's tired of the small town clowns. It's like, she loves the country, but she's tired of these guys who are just jokers and not, they're just not mature. They're boys. They're not men.
Oh,
it could be that kind of
thing.
So it
speaks to the wanting to get out of the small town kind of thing.
It could be, which would be so kind of negative against a small town. Like, how do you say, like, I'm looking for a, this versus this. Maybe she loves a small town, but she's like, I want a map dot knight in shining armor, not a small town clown. I'm looking for a country, like a country Romeo or a country king.
I'm looking for a country king.
You know, not a
small town
clown. That could be a thing too, right? That way you're not dogging small town, which if you're doing a country song, you don't, it's not usually what you want to do, because that's a lot of your audience. But something like that is like a country versus a small town.
Well, I like that, because I want this instead of a small town clown.
Right.
And you could just talk about like the guys who are just like never gonna become men, or they're,
yeah,
you know, you could just talk about the trials and tribulations.
The ones that are messing around.
You know, dating.
You know?
And it, yeah, and I need a real man. I need a country king. I don't, you know, I need someone who's something that rhymes with town instead of a small town clown, right?
Yeah.
So that could be really good, because that could be just like a heartfelt, like, love kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then also it could be, oh, now I lost my train of thought because I had this other angle with it that was, darn it. It'll come back to me.
Yeah, it will. Probably right in the middle of one of my thoughts. So that's how I work, roll. If I forget something, I'll come.
Sorry.
Like, I'll think of it right in the middle of one of your
doing
thoughts.
Doing that a lot this episode.
So the people in the small town that you do love to hate, you know, if it's the HOA or the preacher that is holier than thou on one hand, but then he's sleeping around on the other, you know, or those, you know, that kind of stuff, the hypocrites, the Harper Valley PTA, the all that stuff. Like, you know, that's another kind of more caustic kind of satirical and darker angle to go of, like, because what's a Matt Dot circus without some small town clowns? So you're like a better than them, but it's like we versus them, us in the audience versus like these people that we all know and don't like. That could be that another,
but don't want to talk about because it's wrong. Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. So one is like, hey, we're the small town clowns, but we're like, we're the entertainment, we're the, you know, we're the fun ones, right? We're the hellions to give you something to talk about. The other ones are going, yeah, they're the small town clowns, because there's a yeah, the school board lady who thinks that she's the freaking president of the world or something, or whatever it is, the HOA people or the, all those things, right? Do your due diligence
the head
and come
of the
up
PTA,
with those.
Yeah.
Head of the PTA or
the Karen. Of the town.
Right. And then it's like, can't live with them, but man, just, you know, can't live without, because what's a Map Dot Circus without some small town clowns? You know, that might be that kind
Ooh,
of thing.
There
like,
it is right
yeah,
there.
But every, we got to have them. But hey, what's a circus without some clowns?
I like that.
That might be
I
a
like
thing
that.
Too.
Well, see, I like that too, because it can be kind of like from the angle of, I remember the movie Bull Durham, right? And there's the moment where the pitcher's out in the mound and what's his face comes out to the, it's like, what's going on? He's like, that's my dad behind there. He's like filming me. Look, the guy behind home plate. Yeah. Well, he's just as full of shit as everybody. Like, you know, it's like everybody's the same. Just kind of like, man, we're all, it don't matter. Like we all say stupid stuff on Facebook that, or put stuff on Facebook that's not really our lives. And we, you know, we can kind of maybe make it a general, you know, a general thing. And I just love that. And then I'll just wrap it up to, I wouldn't have it any other way, but what's a Map Dot Circus without some small town clowns?
And you can also like temper some of that judgmentalism, because that's what you're doing. You're calling them clowns. You're insulting these people who are the villains of the piece. But if you bring it around, it's like, you know, then there's some of us who sit on a bar stool and, you know, if there's a way to go, I'm kind of, just in a different way, I'm a small town clown too.
I'm one too.
Yeah, just in a different way, in a cooler way, because I'm the artist, you know, because I'm the guy, you know, whatever. And
that's brilliant, actually. That's the last verse, because it's like, or that's the bridge, because it's like, you name like three of those sins that you committed, right? Mm-hmm. Like that you just judge them for, but this is different because
I'm entertaining.
You know, I drink at the cool bar and I'm entertaining. Yeah, so it's different and blah blah. Yeah. I like that, because then you're saying, because you ambush them,
right?
With the
because like
they're pissing me off, and then you bring it around. You're like, oh, but I'm one too, and you know.
Yeah, if
whatever.
You do the like the hypocritical, you know, preacher that everyone like kind of laughs at behind his back, or the you know the people, you know, it's the hypocrisy, it's the stuff, and then it's like, yeah, me and my buddies, you know, here we are at the bar, and we're shutting her down, and man, we'll be giving the whole town something to talk about. Hey, well, what's a Map Dot Circus without some small town clowns? That way, you know, you're not so judgy. So it depends on the brand and where what lane you want to occupy and that sort of thing. But that might be a thought too. So, but that's a lot.
I like that.
So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
We got some good looks at that, I think.
Joey
I think
B, I hope really that's helpful. Looks. I mean,
so if he wants to write this with you or, you know, kind of run some stuff by, what can he do?
Man, happy to help. I do coach writing. I do private song title challenges. I do song feedback evaluations. I do Q&A, all that type of stuff to help you prepare your song, repair your song, help you write your best songs yet and get answers about the music business. So you can see my schedule. You can get more details and you can hook up an appointment at songwritingpro.com/coaching. That's songwritingpro.com/coaching.
There you go, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another song title challenge. Send your titles, as many as you want, into info@daredevilproduction.com and put STC or song title challenge into the subject line, and it'll get into the right folder, and we'll get you on the air with that. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.